we're joined now by Saints wide receivers coach, Curtis C.J. Johnson. Coach C.J., how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing great, Zach. Good seeing you yesterday.
It was good to see you, as always. Now, C.J., explain to me what it is that you're wearing these days around your neck. On the plane and at the in the room. Now, I know you had a neck surgery a couple years ago, gave you a lot of pain, but I can't figure out what this noose is that you're walking around with all the time.
It's a bone stimulator, and I have to wear it for 6 months because it's helping to fuse my disc.
I got you.
My discs aren't fully fused.
Well, I hope those things get fused up for you, and I've been worried. I've been worried sick about you, CJ. I haven't seen you run a route in too long of a time, but we'll go back to the Saints game here.
He's still going to make sure they run block. I know that.
Oh, yes, he will. Absolutely. Now, CJ, you look at the game yesterday, and you guys got some production out of a few players that you haven't gotten a ton out of. Keith Kirkwood in his first action as a New Orleans Saint, as a professional. Also, Austin Carr, Dan Arnold. You guys got some more guys involved yesterday, and, you know, from the outside looking in, we assume that that's a point of necessity you guys see as you've continued to go out and seek additional wide receivers.
Absolutely. You know, it's good to see guys who are young, who hadn't been with the program very long, hadn't played very much, and they coming around and they're getting the system, and Drew's beginning to trust them more and more, and they're beginning to get open a little bit more. And you know, it's just awesome to see young men come in and to high pressure situation, being in the NFL and catching balls and throwing blocks.
Now, CJ, a two-part question, and it might be, a different skill set, different size. What are we looking for the receiving core? When you look at bringing Brandon Marshall on board, 6'4", 6'5", you got Keith Kirkland, Kirkwood, who we activated, 6'3", and obviously, you want those big targets. But then I look at a couple of other guys. I look at Tommy Lee Lewis, and I want to ask you, who's taller, Tommy Lee Lewis or Shane Wynn? I'm like, Tommy Lee Lewis said he's 5'7". Now, Shane Wynn's supposed to be 5'6". So what? Shane Wynn, we're trying to develop him on the practice squad. Who's taller? And is Shane Wynn possibly that return guy? I mean, because that's not a big receiver when you talk about 5'6".
When you're talking about guys that can do multiple things for your roster, Tommy Lee and Shane could definitely do returns. They definitely will give us a speed factor. One of the things that we lost when we lost Ted Ginn, because before I had Debbie and Meech, we could run down the field. Now we got guys that are more big and they're better suited for blocking and aren't quite as fast as those other guys were. So you're always looking for a way to get speed, and you look at the Kansas City Chiefs are doing with their guys, Tariq Hill and those guys. When Albert Williams was there, all those guys. So there's a place for small, fast guys also. But we're looking for both kinds, big physical guys and some speed.
Now, CJ, were you proud? Because it's all about can you take advantage of opportunity? Keith Kirkwood, I thought at times, we caught our eye. We're looking at the OTAs and minicamp. I thought an outstanding individual. I'd watch him after practice. He's praying. I think he's very disciplined in his craft and wanting to be the best he could be. And given an opportunity, I thought he played well in Cincinnati. I mean, y'all break down the film, but I thought it was a great start for him, giving him a chance to play.
Absolutely. The one thing he is he's a physical guy, very, very smart, very humble kid, works his fanny off. And one thing, man, he got in that game, he blocked. He and Austin Carr, I thought they had an awesome job for us. Blocking those running backs should take those guys out to dinner, man. I mean, they really did a magnificent job. And then the one thing about those two guys are they're very assignment sound. They know what to do. They know where to be. They know exactly what to do. So you begin to trust them more and more, even though there is a little bit of lack of experience.
Coach, you look at Mike Thomas, and listen, he's been very productive for the Saints for both of his seasons here. But you look at this year, he's up to 78 receptions. That's good for first in the NFL. 950 yards receiving. That's second in the NFL. Fifth in touchdowns. He's just been an absolute monster. And a guy that teams have not really found a way to take away from this offense yet. What about Mike Thomas, the way that he plays, makes him so difficult for defenses to find ways to take the ball away from him?
Well, the first thing, it starts with Drew Brees being so smart and how to get those guys about him and Alvin. you know, all those guys finding ways, different ways. And, I mean, Sean's a genius about doing those types of things. Man, he's always coming up with new ideas, new formations, new things. So one thing about it is you're not in one place at one time. He's never at one place on the field. He's all over all different parts of the formation. So that helps a lot. He also works hard, man. You watch him. I call him a tempo violator because he's always going fast. We in walkthrough, he's going 100 miles an hour. And that's how he plays. He plays the same speed all the time. So you give him that. He's very, very smart. And he has a competitive will that I haven't seen ever. You know, this guy, the will himself to catch balls and do all those things. So, you know, you like the combination that Mike has. And you just love being around him. I love coaching him.
Now, Coach CJ, when you look at injured reserve and the receivers on that list and who could maybe be available on the back end of the season, you mentioned Tommy Lee Lewis and Trayvon Darrell. He's on IR. Ted Ginn Jr. How involved are they? Are they in the building day in and day out? And just talk about how you deal with them when you're on injured reserve, and then how do you encourage them maybe to get ready to play again?
Yeah, every day they're in the building. We meet about them every day. They're always working out. They hear around now. They don't work out with us. Tommy's back in practice, but we see Ted every day. He's out there running, and he's doing all the stuff he can to get ready. And, you know, we have a projection date for those guys, and hopefully they'll be up and ready to go. They'll be in full swing when it's time for those guys to come back. But they're doing an excellent job.
When you're sitting here analyzing this team, I know it is hard for me. It's hard to find the areas where you're like, man, they really got to get better there. They've been so effective on offense. For you, I know this. You've got a laundry list of things that you want these guys to do better. Where are the areas that you think that this receiver core can really continue to improve in?
Well, I think the maturity level. I think we got a bunch of guys right now. And Mike Thomas is a three-year player. He's the oldest guy. I looked up at the game, it was a bunch of rookies and no one that you could say, okay, we got to get this done. But I think as a unit together, we can improve on, you know, continue to block for these running backs, man. I think these guys are magnificent. You know, expanding the playbook, the knowledge of what we're doing, understanding different defenses. We never get the same looks that we see on tape, you know, all week long because Drew is so good, you can't give him the same look. And understand where Drew wants you at all times. If you get those things right, you got a chance to be a great player in this offense.
Now, CJ, I've been wanting to ask you this because you coached him in Chicago with the Bears, and obviously different players come back from different injuries, different time spans. Cameron Meredith, are you still encouraged where he's at? The Saints have a lot of money invested in him. And just also Tre'Quan Smith. Effort and his desire to live up to expectations.
Yeah, first of all, Cam Meredith, you know, he's hurt again. And, you know, we're encouraged. We saw just glimpses of what he could do. But we all liked him. We liked what he could do. We liked what he did in Chicago and in the third down packages and stuff like that. I think he's going to be a really, really good player for us. I think Tre'Quan Smith is a guy that's really, really developing. He's held in the reps pretty good. You know, it's just some things that he got to work on, understanding blocking all the time and be a little bit more consistent where he should be. But he's a hardworking guy, very, very smart young man. You know, I love Tre'Quan. Tre'Quan going to play a lot of good ball for us. He's going to catch a lot of balls this year for us.
CJ, looking forward now, you guys have the Philadelphia Eagles coming to town this weekend. Talk to us a little bit about the secondary that they have, what you see there. I know they're a little bit banged up, but what are you seeing out of the secondary in Philadelphia maybe that we could exploit?
Well, the first thing you see, you know, Malcolm Jenkins is back there, and Malcolm is a consummate pro. I mean, he's all over the field. He's directing. He's leading. He's doing so much for the league. You know, he's a guy that you got to kind of fear. Because you know, and I know, Malcolm's a good player, and you know he helped us so tremendously. Then you got Jalen Mills, a kid from LSU. I like what he's doing. You know, it's a shame Darby got hurt. But there's some quality guys in their secondary that you know you've seen them last year, you've seen them this year. These guys can really, really play. You know, and that whole deal starts up front. Now they have a defensive front that's out of sight, so you know we got to worry about that too. But it's just a matter of getting open and playing our game and doing the right things, I think we'll be fine.
Saints wide receivers coach Curtis Johnson. CJ, thanks so much for being with us tonight, bud.
Thank you, Zach and Bobby.
All right, CJ.
All right, buddy. Good luck next week.